Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hi everyone, this is Laura, and today I'm sharing 15 romance novels that were 5-star reads in 2021. I read about 200 and something books over the past year, and I had about 33 that were 5-star reads. I collated them into the favorite 15 reads, and so here's the number one. The first one is Second First Impressions by Sally Thorne. This is a quiet hit. It's subtle. It's not romance the way you want it to be romance. There's a little touch of women's fiction, but it's just so good. It's not for everyone. If you're looking for The Hating Game again, this is not it. This is about Ruthie, who works in a retirement home, and her hero, male main character, who is the son of the owner of the retirement home, and he's asked to live there because he needs to reform himself. And so it is funny, it is fun, it is different, there's turtles, it's just like such a good hit. So if you're looking for a subtle, good romance, Second First Impressions for you. The next one is the Carabas Stone series. There's 3 books in the series. I would say all 3 were 5-star, so I'm sorry to put them. There might be 18 hits, but they're 3 ones. They're all Carabas Stone. And so what you can expect is slow burn romance, and it's so good. Like, it's slow burn. Like, there's one book, the female main character, she is with another person for like 50%. But it just builds upon itself, and it's so good. The other part that I love about the series is that it's set in Brooklyn neighborhoods, like Bensonhurst, like Brighton Beach. They're not widely known. And like Brooklyn, you know, when you think about Brooklyn and what it's set on TV and what it's set on stuff, it's Williamsburg, it's Brooklyn Heights, it's Prospect Park and Park Slope. And I love that this book features the other neighborhoods that are like where people live. And they're not as sexy. Funny story, when I moved to New York, I needed a place to live and I was earning $40,000. And so I needed a place that was cheap and it was like, I didn't want to get roommates. And so I luckily found an apartment in Bensonhurst. It was close to the train for 2 lines, the F train and the N train. So I used to take the local train because it was faster than the N train, which was express. And it was like 45 minutes to NYU, which is the Greenwich Village, that's where NYU is. And so most of my time where I was spending living in Brooklyn, I was reading books in the commute. And I was reading physical books. This is 2006, so this is before Kindle. And I was reading a lot of women's fiction. So I love this as a reminder of like my life in 2006. And it's like, oh my gosh, I live there. So I know where that is. And it's not as sexy as, you know, other Brooklyn neighborhoods. But I love the Carabas Stone sets her books in Brooklyn. And it just sets in different neighborhoods. All right, the next book is The Intimacy Experiment, Rosie Dannon. Okay, this book is about a rabbi and a former sex worker who come together to teach an intimacy class. And it's just so good. First of all, the curriculum, I would like to take that class, you know, as someone who's single, someone who's like looking for like building relationships and like being authentic. I like this idea of modern dating and modern intimacy, you know, because it's different than it was like 10 years ago. It was definitely when it was like 20 years ago when I started dating. So I really love this. I love the premise. I love the hot rabbi. I love the forbidden romance about it. It is just so good. And it's like, it's sex positive. So this book is just a 5-star read. It's perfection. The next book is Neon Gods by Katie Roberts. This is Hades and Persephone retelling. It's sort of set in this magical, in this world where gods are living, they're inherited in that place. So it does deal with Greek mythology, but it's contemporary at the same time. So, and it has the steaminess of a Katie Robert book. It's probably not as steamy as some of her independent published books, but it still has a high level. There's sex in public, there's stuff like that. The one note I can tell you is that Hades is a cinnamon roll hero. He basically is like, he wants to be portrayed as a bad guy, but everyone loves him. Like, everyone loves him. And he's, like, so nurturing to Persephone. Like, she's like, her feet are broken. And he's like, no, I'm going to carry you. I'm not going to let you walk. So it's just so, so sweet. So it's a great read. If you like Greek mythology, Neon Gods is the first book in the series. There's a new book, Electric Idol. It comes out in January. I have not read it. I'm waiting, just like you, to read this book. I'm trying to be, I want to tell you, I want to be more mindful about books, like getting them in advance, and like I'm waiting just like you. So I'm trying to read less advanced copies and reading just, you know, regular time. But I'm excited for Electric Idol and the rest of the series. And I became a fan for Katie Roberts. She writes really good steamy romance. And so if you want to check some of her backlist, the Wicked Villains series is like Disney Villains in like high heat romance. There's that. There's the Taboo romance, so if you like that. And I read her Sacrifice and Hair series, which is a vampire reverse harem with a lot of blood play. So there's plenty to read from Katie Roberts. She releases books like regularly. She has a Patreon where she releases things early. So definitely check her out. The next book comes from a fan favorite of mine, which is Lauren Lane. I pretty much love anything that Lauren Lane writes. I read most of her backlist since 2016. I've been reading her backlist like consistently, and I pretty much love it. It's like such a treat whenever there's a new Lauren Lane book comes. So this one is closed door. I just want to let you know. But it's a You Got Mail reimagining. And it's just like so cute. It's so good. Like, it's like thinking about the shop around the corner and thinking about You Got Mail, when it's like this shop about champagne and wine, but mainly champagne, which is like, I love it. I want to have this. And this big realtor comes in and is like, I want to buy your building. You know, you're like, well, not sure. And then there's the Love Is Blind. They're part of a dating app where it's Love Is Blind, so they're chatting with each other, but they don't know each other. They haven't seen each other's picture. So it was really good. So it was like very telling. It's a very good 2020 revisiting book when we were watching Love Is Blind. So set in 2021, but not in the pandemic. Gotta note that. All right. If you want to travel, and we have not been able to travel over the past couple of years, but you want to have an escapist, like different places, different locations, the next book will fit that model, which is People We Meet on Vacation by Emily Henry. This is a best friends to lovers. They stopped talking to each other for a couple of years, and somehow they reconnected and decided to go. They've been going to traveling together for about 10 years. Like every year they go for a week, they travel a different location. And so they decide to go for another trip, one last trip. And so, oh, it goes past and present. So it goes back to 10 years ago for that first trip, to all the way till the current present tense where they are. And it's just really good. It was like such a like a good escapist. As someone who loves traveling, as someone who loves solo traveling, it was just like really fun to see all these locations. And like I visited some of those locations, and it was like great reimagining that place. So People We Meet on Vacation, it's great for traveling escapist. The next book is Love Letter to New York and Theater Kids, and that's Take Me Home Tonight by Morgan Matson. This book is two girls who live in the suburbs who decided to take the Metro North from Connecticut to New York City and spend one night without cell phones because they lost them, and have this like basically just crazy night in New York City. And so it goes, jumps locales, it goes to Columbia, it goes to theaters, small theaters and stuff like that. It's such a love letter to New York. And then there's a subplot, which is Adventures in Babysitting. So what you're going to notice is that my favorite books this year have some sort of reimagining of my favorite rom-coms or my favorite 80s movies. And so this one has Adventures in Babysitting, like this crazy thing that happens. It's like babysitting these kids and like taking them to all these places and having this crazy person. So if you like Adventures in Babysitting, if you love New York, if you want to have someone who's like authentic New York experience, I would say read Morgan Matson, and Take Me Home Tonight is a great book. The next book, it's Happened One Summer. The next book, It Had to Be You by Georgia Clark. So this is another movie reimagining. This is Love Actually, set in New York City industry. There's a Brooklyn part, there's different stories. So we have representation, we got female film romance, we got male romance, we got older romance, we got a little bit of everything. It's a rom-com, it's fun. I would suggest listening to this book as opposed to reading it, because the audiobook is full cast audio. So I felt that I started reading a book and it was fine, but then I decided to pick the audiobook and it was like spectacular. So the audiobook just takes to the next level. So I would say suggest listening to this, but it's really good. This is my favorite, ultimate favorite book of 2021. I know. I started a list. It's out of order, but this one is by far my favorite one. It's The Charm Offensive by Allison Cochran. This is a male-male bachelor reality TV show where one of the male main characters is the hero or the bachelor, and his counterpart is the producer. And so the problem is that the bachelor has some anxiety and OCD, and he just doesn't want it. He doesn't date a lot, and he doesn't understand, like, you know, the whole process. And it's like, are the people going for the right reasons? He's trying to change his image and to portray him as, like, someone who can work. And so the producer takes him on dating lessons, and they just reconnect, and they realize they, like, have feelings for each other. It has a great anxiety and depression representation. It tells you, like, shows you, like, what happened, so it is real. And as someone who struggled with depression in 2021, this was really nice to see, like, I'm not alone. So The Charm Offensive, if you have not read it, read it, pick it, buy it, listen to it, whatever way you consume it, pick it up. All right, the next one is another 80s movie reimagining. And it's actually by far my favorite 80s movie growing up, which is Weekend at Bernie's. So it's Dial A for Aunties by Jesse Sustanto. And so basically, the female main character, she is set up a blind date with her auntie, set her up with a blind date with this random guy who's, like, gonna be the right guy for her. And so she happened to kill him. And and they have to work on a wedding and on this island, and somehow they have to hang on to this dead body. And it's just funny. It's laugh out loud funny. Like, the aunties are great. Like, it's just, like, it's such a delight. Like, if you want to laugh, this book is for you. Like, it's just, there's a romance there, but it's, I would say, like, I like the whole Weekend of Bernie's part more than the romance. The romance, like, fine, but the Weekend of Bernie's was just, like, so good. Like, what are you going to do with a dead body? You know, how are you going to transport it? Like, what are you going to do? Like, is it going to smell? Like, what's going to happen? So, Dial A for Aunties is, like, a must read if you're looking for some laugh out loud escape. All right, if you're looking for steamy second chance romance, childhood best friends to lovers with the tide of forced proximity, then A Love Like Ideas by Alexis Daria is the right book for you. I want to note, if you're going to listen to it, do not listen on a drive-thru, do not listen with kids around, because it is steamy. I listened to it, as opposed to read it. I realized that for me, most of these books work better when I was reading it, when I was listening to them, as opposed to reading them, because I was, like, able to just, like, get the escape, you know, listening to it. So this book was just so good. The audiobooks are spectacular. I talked to Alexis when this book came out, and I talked to her about the audiobook, because it was, like, that was just so good. Like, her narrators do such a great job. So picked it up. I would say listen to it as opposed to read it. The next book is The Holiday Switch by Tiff Marcel. This is, like, a Filipino Hallmark movie. It's set in a holiday romance, you know, small town where they have a holiday list, and there's a cute YA romance, but there's also a storyline about, like, this movie that's been filmed, and the people are going to this inn, and they're doing all these different things, and it's just, like, such a Hallmark movie. Like, it's a really diverse Hallmark movie that you just need to read. I would suggest reading this, like, if you're reading Christmas in July, pick this up. If you're waiting for holiday season, then pick it up in November, December. You're not gonna be disappointed. It's just so good. It is YA, but it's just really good. The next one is A Certain Appeal by Vanessa King. This is a Pride and Prejudice retelling, but it's set in New York City burlesque world. A really personal note is that back in the day, I was in a self-discovery journey. I was trying to figure out who I was and what I was going to do and how I was going to have a great life and part of life and all this stuff. And so I took a Groupon class, basically a random. I was like, oh, this sounds like fun. It's like burlesque bikini boot camp. And the instructor, she had what I wanted. And I was like, I want what you're having. So I took her class and I followed her. I took a bunch of her classes. And one of the classes I took was that I participated in burlesque dance. So I actually had to perform in front of an audience, and I invited my friends for me to strip down and to do this. And, like, I don't have a perfect body, but it was just, like, such an empowering experience just to get down on your pasties. And so this book just reminded me of that moment, like the magic of burlesque. Like, burlesque is so different from like stripping and stuff like that. Burlesque is about like exploring and exploring your body, exploring your confidence, and like building yourself and to trying different things. And so this book was just everything. I listened to this. I started reading it. Did not. I felt like it was dragging, so I listened to this at night, and it was just so good. It is a very loosely based on Pride and Prejudice storytelling, but all the character names are the same ones in Pride and Prejudice, just definitely, you know, to keep in mind. So if you like that Pride and Prejudice retellings, this is one for you. The next one is a surprise hit for me. So it's His Leading Lady by Jenny Norvak, which is probably, you have to have heard this book. It was an indie release, and I somehow signed up for an ARC, but I did not read it on time because that was my issue. And so I signed up for a new library because I moved to Tampa in September. And so I finally signed up for the Tampa library in October. And I was like, oh, let me see what is out there. And I saw that His Leading Lady is in the Tampa library. So I decided to, instead of getting the ARC, because there was like some shifts with the ARC, so I was like, let me just get the library book. And I was pleasantly surprised how much I loved this book. So it's a famous actor who hires a dominatrix to teach him BDSM for a movie. But the point is that they need to justify why they're together. But he's a famous actor, so paparazzi is going to follow him. So they made a contract with their PR people and their lawyers to have a fake relationship to keep the press at bay. And as you know, fake relationship, what's going to happen? Gonna real feelings, and it's just really good. So it's a really good book. It was engaging. If it's light on BDSM, it's definitely, it just looks at the psychological aspects of BDSM. It's not just like the spanking and the stuff. It's more about like the, how do you manage, how do you build control, how do you dominate, how do you're submissive, and all these different things. So this book was really good. So if you are interested in, you know, a little bit more taboo romance, I would say this book will be for you. The final book is The Wedding Ringer by Carrie Rea. Carrie came on the show and we talk about friendships, and I was like, I've been honest about this. Like, I actually, because I moved twice, I haven't been able to make friends in the local community. And so it's been tough. Like, I actually, because of COVID, because of like, you know, right now, because I don't have a car, so it's just, like, it's been tough to, like, how to build a community here. And I'm an introvert, too, so I don't want to be, like, oh, I'm just going to go to a bunch of meetups, or I'm going to go to a bunch of happy hours, and, like, meet. Like, that drains me. So it was really nice to talk about, like, hey, how do you build friends as an adult? And so this book is focused on friendships, like, from forming them to breaking up with them. Because it's just part of life. Like, I think relationships, like, we sometimes look at dating and, like, relationships, like, our marriage as, like, the one be all. But sometimes our friendships are just as important as our marriage, our dating relationship. So, and as someone who's single, my friendships are more important than my relationship with somebody else. So this is, like, the whole premise is a former influencer gets hired to be a paid bridesmaid. But this goes much more deeper. It's more women's fiction. There are some romance there, but it's just definitely more deeper. So it's an exploration of friendships, an exploration about, like, what happens when you break up with them. Like, you know, when you're resistant of making friends, like, you know, like, I got burned. And, like, I felt that way because I got burned. There was a breakup of a relationship for me before I moved to Chicago. And I felt very hesitant, and I had some, like, not so extra, I would say I had some issues, like, going through building relationships in Chicago and managing COVID. And yeah, I made some friends, but it was not the same. And I had to replicate those relationships again, in a way that fulfills me. So this is more personal. It's a personal favorite, but I really loved it. I love the friendships and stuff like that. So those are my favorite romance novels that I read in 2021. Have you read any of them? If you so, let us know your thoughts by going to thewatchrenexblog.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.